Hello and welcome to the 10th episode of the Feel Weird podcast. We've made it to 10.
Woo! Congratulations
Thank
to you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you, my friend. This is the last of what we've decided is Series 1.
Series 1.
We have big plans for Series 2.
We have indeed.
And, it's been great. It's been great so far.
You said we might do a little look back at where we've gone. So here's a highlight reel, which I will not prepare.
Okay. Well, what's your favourite moment of Series 1 been then, Liam?
That's a great question that I wasn't prepared for. I'm going to say the basketball v football talk was a great one. Just because it was very funny and it was 35 minutes of rage and,
and
us sweating just chatting about it.
Mm-hmm.
Cover the Drake Kendrick beef in real time.
Loved that.
And not weeks after it happens is also good. Convenient timing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when we shoot the show, topics we cover which are hot on the press.
Yes.
By the time we're ready to shoot it, episode's done and it's being edited and shipped out, it's gone.
I know. Yeah.
It's well and truly old news. Yeah. So I think we've been hot on the topic of some stuff there. And the first 10 episodes have seen much more success than we would have anticipated. Definitely.
And we wanted and hoped to grow, but it's been quicker than
expected. If you're listening to this in Norway, Uganda, East Asia, wherever you are, let us know in a review.
Thank you very much. We're well famous now. And anyway, that was very Irish. I really enjoyed the Cults and Conspiracies episode.
Oh, that was a good...
Even though you've barely seen any clips of it because we got muted on every fucking one of them.
We did.
But one of the biggest reasons is I'm feeling like a very, very smug little boy, as you should be.
Go on.
Because Mr. P. Diddy's getting pulled right down from his throne now.
We did. Well, there'll be a lot
of mentioned
clips.
It so far ago.
We did mention it so long ago. And I feel like give this 2 years, 3 years time.
Oh, yeah.
When other things start unraveling, they go... Jay-Z's up to what? And we go, we called it in 2024,
this
January.
This week, that video was leaked from the CCTV footage
Of P. Diddy in the hotel.
His missus.
Mad.
Yeah.
Awful.
And that all got squashed at the time.
Yeah.
And it's now been leaked that he spent $60,000
on
that
the hotel footage,
and then apologised just this week. And I actually commented on a Complex Music post of his apology, and it's got over 800 likes.
Was it?
That was not a flex.
Yeah.
And just to the fact that he's apologising because he's been caught.
Yeah.
And someone nailed it. Someone under me commented, in the meantime, he has a pinned tweet of, I can't believe everyone's coming for my character. All these allegations are awful, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, but that's a tangent. We'll move.
I was going to say, I've got things to say, but if I mention it, we'll stay on it for 90 minutes.
Okay.
So we'll just allow it and keep it going because...
Well, what I quickly wanted to say as well is that our big plans for Series 2...
Yeah.
Are plans me and Liam have been cooking for a while.
For sure.
But you guys haven't have heard of it. But obviously, if you don't know, this place is actually a music studio.
Yeah.
And the plan is we have... We're Tiny Desk X Live Lounge vibes.
Yeah, that's a good
over there. Which you won't know if you only watch the podcast is the live room. We're going to have live performances from artists, and then they're going to come on here, and we are going to bring you not the most boring fucking. Why did you write this song when I've got 12 monthly listeners?
No. Interesting, engaging content, artists.
Exactly.
There's also going to be appearances from clothing brand designers,
different
creatives in the city, and further back from that. We've got a long list of people on.
Yeah.
And if there's someone that you know that you think this is someone that 100%. I want to hear about, please post them wherever you listen to this in the comments and tag that person, and maybe we'll make it happen.
Exactly. And we actually have already the first and second episode booked and ready to go.
Yep.
And it's going to come very quick and fast.
It's going to be a
quick
big one.
And fast.
But anyway, so keep it
swiftly moving on. Mose didn't prefer a question of the week, did you?
I did.
Did you ask a question? Splinter's
out
busy
today
with his university recital schedule. So RIP to him. He's going to not survive this week. So we are replaced by the lovely Lily through a lens videography. So you have prepared a question of the week.
Yeah, and it's just coming to the forefront of my mind now.
So is it? Right. So good preparation.
So if you could have...
Oh, no.
Jelly for legs...
I knew it was going to be something like this.
Or
go on.
Your skin be cow print, what would you prefer?
Hold on.
Sorry.
I just want to repeat this. Yeah, just make sure we got this. I don't know how well she heard that. Would you rather have jelly for legs or cow print for skin?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's a very simple answer.
No.
Cow print for skin?
Yeah, cow print for skin.
Can you imagine how you clean up in the model world?
You would.
Because also, have you noticed
Tyler the Creator is going to bail you for a music video because you're the kind 100%. Of person he needs in the background.
100%. Have you noticed now, I don't know the names, but there's a couple of supermodels that are super, super famous. I've just spotted your toothbrush. like the most obnoxious way. That's well funny.
I like brushing my teeth before we go.
Amazing. Anyway, there's a supermodel who's like super, super famous, and people watching might know her name. And she's good looking and all, but she's got that patchy skin condition.
Oh,
and it looks really cool. Yeah, but
something like that.
But obviously, the point being 100 years ago, she was probably going to be abused.
And put in a circus.
I was going to say literally
she'd be a circus freak.
Shout out Dave Smith on his birthday.
Yeah.
But now... A cow print skin would be...
Yeah, cow print skin.
You'd be on the front cover of Vogue every week.
Cow print skin's cold as hell. Exactly. Jelly legs, I'm just...
So me now, anyway.
I just
anyway.
Can't... Yeah, I'm just in a wheelchair then, I can't...
Yeah.
I can't play ball, I can't. No.
Anyway.
Well.
Very well prepared question. Thank you very much.
No, to give credit to her, Sam was supposed to tell her to prepare. He didn't.
Thank you.
Forgot. And then he's now trying to throw under the bus like, that's a rubbish question. And he forgot to let her know.
I was going to give you a Marvel-related question.
But instead you was jelly legs and cow print. I rate it.
I couldn't think of the guy's name on the top of my head.
Who was the guy you were thinking of?
I was going to say, would you rather have the powers of the one with the glasses that shoots out?
Cyclops.
Or Xavier.
Definitely Xavier. Cyclops is a pain in the ass.
Remember his name and I thought...
Cyclops hates his powers.
Cyclops is cold as hell. But Xavier's, that's...
If it was James Marden's good looks, then I'd take that.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
You don't need your Sam Cactus.
Could do with his
looks.
Extra 5 inches, but like.
Yeah.
On height.
keep it light. We're before
anyway,
9 o'clock.
Right, okay. Should
we get straight into the song of the week?
Song of the week. You go first, my friend.
Song of the week, and it's one you've heard now at this point.
Okay.
17 Spell. Big fat tune, Song of the Summer. And I've been, they're in their bag right now, and I'm in my K-pop summer bag right now. So, it's such a smelly tune. Afrobeats, somewhat inspired, very watery, you know.
Watery roads, electric.
Watery,
piano.
Yeah, piano.
Yeah.
And it's a big fat tune.
I heard it and thought, things that feel racist but aren't racist. That's what it felt like a little bit. I am not entitled to.
But I hear what you're saying. But I think if they were dressing like in the West African get-up and they'd named it like just the I hear what you're saying. I know what you're saying anyway, but it's not a culture vulture thing. I think it's more of a...
If that song came on at that wedding in Montenegro, you wouldn't have even...
I knew at that point. I'd say, who put that on?
Yeah.
Cold song. It would feel like a fit.
Burner Boy talking in like...
It did feel like a Burner Boy song a bit, but anyway, that's my song.
Well, fair play. They've got loads of great fans and I really like that song.
Go on.
Oh my God, actually. Oh, this is going to look so...
Convenient.
Tapped now.
Go
I was going to say a bad word. Because my song of the week is sung by Mr. RM.
Oh my gosh, we're in our K-pop
back
this week.
Come back to me. So you and Dan only showed me this week, but I've been listening to it non-stop. But the reason I love it so much is it sounds exactly like the Circles era of Mac Miller.
Mm.
It sounds like an artist called Yellow Days, which I don't know if you know as well.
No.
But it's like, it's just so cool. I love the whistle loop, like the melody.
Yeah. Mac Miller wrote a song for Daniel Caesar to perform. That's what feels like
basically.
A nice mix of them two.
But he even delivers it like Mac Miller. Because I've noticed a lot with the BTS and the K-pop K-pop like stars.
Yeah.
Obviously, when they're singing English stuff and Western stuff, they'll just because it's how they've learned, they'll imitate certain things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like certain BTS members when they do certain rap tunes, like they'll sound like hip-hop heads that you've already
literally
you pick out.
Literally.
And it literally delivers it like Mac Miller. So I loved it. So BTS fans, and subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, we're friends. Army out here.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a good choice.
I'm taking that. So what's your movie of the week?
Movie of the week, and this one I said I was waiting to tell you, is the most overhated film of the last 5 years.
Shazam.
No, God, no. 2020, Marvel's Eternals. Eternals is the most overhated film because I rewatched it for a second. I liked
Damn
it at the time.
Right it is.
And I think it was only because Marvel were in their bag in 2020.
Of course they were.
Everything
they
put before afterwards was cold. And I get introducing 10 characters is tough, but watching it again, me and Dan finished and went, this is a really good film.
It was great.
Visuals great. They're
amazing.
Also tackling not only 10 characters and making
10,000 years of lore.
Literally that. So they're going like back to Babylon, then they're going forward to this, then they're in Arabia, then they're tackling so much as a whole. It looks stunning. The way they did Arishem and they did
that, by the way.
Potentially, but the way they did Arishem and they did the Celestials, cold.
Very well.
Cold. Like the scale of magnitude was mid. I think it's the most overhated film.
100%.
And people didn't like Crow the bad guy because he was a major part, but when you've got 10 people as characters and also Richard Madden's character Icarus is the twist of him being a villain.
You don't
was
need
a great
a
twist.
Other villain.
You don't need a big heavy hitting villain. Yeah, yeah. You need a side villain to sort of take up that part of the story. I think
overall, because he's like Superman level powers.
Yeah,
like.
I think overall it's probably one of the better standalone Marvel films
post Endgame.
And I'm actually and Chloe Zhao, the director, is an Oscar winning director. Mm. They didn't get a scrub for it. Like, it's a good film. No, it's not. It's a great film, I think, for Marvel. And I think if it came out today, while we're in this thing, people go, this is what we want.
Exactly.
Good quality movies. Really, they didn't do the same.
There was no shit CGI.
No, there wasn't.
The script writing was good.
The whole film is great. I really don't have almost anything I could say. I think that film
I'm glad
is
you
crap.
Said that because I'm fairly sure you used to think it was shit.
No, I didn't.
Did you not?
No,
oh,
I didn't.
Okay,
you think it's something? Because I thought at the time, I thought, wow, that's great. And then looking at critics going, why is everyone hating on this? This is a good ass film.
Exactly.
It was funny as hell. Yeah. Good actors, good characters for it.
I think you nailed it, and it was especially like it was post Endgame, wasn't it?
It was post. Yeah. No. Endgame was 2018. Yeah, it's post Endgame.
Okay, I was going to say because it was close. It was just that post Endgame era when everyone was a bit like,
yeah,
well,
it was
like,
a bad time.
I'm a bit
to put
tired
it
of it now.
It was a bad time.
And
to
it was
put
the
out.
Start of people beginning to hate on Marvel.
It was. I'm
telling you, I thought it was a great film. I've always have.
That's what I'm saying.
Fantastic cast as well.
Great
say.
Cast.
Especially now I've gone back and watched Atlanta.
Oh yeah, Brian Terry Henry.
Yeah.
I was saying tonight, it's so weird seeing him in this because he's a gay dad.
Yeah,
in this,
Eternals.
I'm like, if you knew him as Paperboy,
yeah, exactly.
You'd be so confused because they're the most different
Isn't
characters
you
ever.
Russian guys in Atlanta calling him gay,
and he's like cussing out kids on the streets and stuff. Like, it's so mad how different he.
Yeah,
he's obviously
100%.
A great actor.
Yeah,
and you can do a somewhat so-so British accent in Bullet Train.
Oh, I completely forgot
which
about
I didn't
that.
Love, but
which I loved Bullet Train.
It's probably the best action comedy
there.
I've. Probably ever seen.
I thought you just said you didn't like it.
I just said I loved it.
Before that?
Bullet Train?
Yeah.
I said I didn't love his accent because it wasn't amazing.
That's what I was going to say. Bullet Train is the most underrated film of the year.
I thought it was unreal film.
And to be fair, I've watched it two or three times.
Big
and
I've watched it
haven't
twice.
Seen it and we're going to watch it again this week. That's literally the plan.
But anyway,
so
to
good.
Get on to yours,
it's amazing in it.
You've
anyway,
got a lot to get
on.
Through.
Movie of the week. Again, I'm going to hit you with a series and it's a series that you know that we love.
She was just mouthing to you going,
what? Never knew.
No,
seven. Oh, right, thanks.
She was just trying to mouth it to you.
Right, so we're gonna tag team on this.
Yeah.
We're going to tag team on this. It's Severance.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen it, where have you been? You're missing out. I know it's on Apple Music. Apple TV.
Yep.
But get the free trial and fucking watch it, man.
You can blaze it all in. You'll have to blaze it in two sittings because you go, this is the most original...
Yeah.
Brilliant, clever piece of content I've ever seen for a TV show. Cast great, everyone delivers. The visuals for it are stunning.
Oh, so good. The cinematography.
And it's one of those things that when you watch it back a second time, which I've done, it's so much better when you know what's actually going on. It is unreal.
Littered with references
littered.
To later on in the series.
Littered.
But honestly, I've never watched anything and thought, I have no idea what's going on and I am so hooked.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you know what I mean? And that last episode is one of the biggest cliffhangers I've ever seen in my life.
Go on.
And watching it again, I wanted to wait. And so basically, long story short, we've just found out the second series is finally wrapped.
Yes.
And it's been a long time coming because of the strikes,
at least
as you were saying.
2.5 years.
Exactly. So excited for it. So I wanted to wait. Until just before that comes out to rewatch the first series.
Yeah.
But Liz hadn't seen it and I just couldn't wait. So we rewatched that first series.
Yeah.
She was blown away. I was basically watching her.
That's
which is exactly what you did with me.
I was like, I know, right?
Just before every bit was coming and I'd just be like turning my head to like watching her.
Literally.
And she's literally not stopped thinking about it over the last 5 weeks.
Do you not think the best way to describe it to people is people who are fans of Black Mirror have said it's like the best idea they never came up with.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But imagine the best idea for the best your favourite episode of Black Mirror, the cleverest idea, span it over 8 episodes and make it better.
What if the biggest, most corrupt, like... muddy waters kind of company in the world right now that you can think of had a whole section of their staff that didn't know what they were working on and couldn't take that information home. I couldn't even remember it.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
And just the whole cool atmosphere around it was fantastic.
Fantastic.
And I'm so excited to
And it's showrunner Ben Stiller, who you think, that's a great comedy actor, but Ben Stiller, he's in his bag in this one. He's in his drama.
Her jaw dropped when she saw Ben. She was like, where was he in it? I was like, he fucking made it.
It's his show.
He made it.
It's his baby.
He made it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to move on right now. We're going to move on to
plenty
some
of things.
Pop culture news for the week.
Yeah.
But what I want to quickly bring on to is it's FA Cup final week, baby.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what tough one is.
You don't give a single shit about it and that's absolutely fine.
No, wasn't there someone won yesterday?
Someone won yesterday,
A blue team? Benfica?
No, Atalanta, Boca Junior. Which is always what confuses Dave with Atlanta, the show, because the team in Italy is called Atalanta. They won the Europa League final, and they beat Bayer Leverkusen,
Europa League,
who were about to finish.
Barbecue's Cusin?
Yeah, that one.
Go on.
Who were about to finish the only ever unbeaten season in all competitions.
I thought Invincible did that.
No, in the Premier League they did that. Bayer Leverkusen just won the league.
How many games, though?
Like 40.
Oh, that's
a lot of games. Well, that was just in the league.
Okay.
And then they won their cup, their domestic cup, right, and they got to the final of their European League, which is just mega. Never been done before.
But have they won a Community Shield, though?
But that's a very good point. They haven't lifted the McDonald's charity shield.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Right, well, it was. Sick. I don't know if it still is. It's probably some shit now.
Have they won the Coca-Cola League?
That's not the Coca-Cola League anymore, but I love that you know that. Is that fits into your 2006 knowledge, though?
I'm telling you, I'm in my 2000s bag. My 2000s football bag.
I think it's the Sky
bag.
Bet League now.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Sean Wright Phillips is my go-to guy on my fantasy team.
Fucking hell. He's like, I think his kids are playing football. That's fucking funny. Hell. Anyway, so as you can see, if you're watching Man United all the way, and anyone who watches the podcast or even knows me knows I'm a diehard red. I'm a bit sad that Splinter's not here because he's an Arsenal fan and he's fresh off being very angry.
That's why he's not here.
Yeah, exactly. He's probably crying in a ditch somewhere, but Arsenal got fisted and ruined the league. Actually, a bit got it personally because I wanted Arsenal to win the league because I hate City. Manchester City.
Yep.
But anyway, so it's United and City in the final on Saturday. It is... last year was the first Manchester derby in the FA Cup final in history, so 150 years nearly of the FA Cup, and it's fucking two in a row. And don't get me wrong, we're going to get Pep Guardiola's fist is going to firmly come out of our throat through our rectum.
I believe
we're going to die.
Yeah,
we're going to die. Lil's dad has applied for, because he works for the FA, he's a referee, has applied for tickets for me to go. We still don't know if I can go, but apparently it's looking likely, and it's on Saturday and we're shooting this on Thursday.
Yep.
So I don't know, I could be there. But there's a part of me that's thinking, maybe I don't want him. Because if I'm there and we win, it'll be the best day of my life. If we're there and we lose 5-0, it's going to be a
you're
long 4 hours.
If we're there and we lose, like it's a 50-50 coin flip if you win or lose.
It's not a 50-50.
It's not. Flip. It's a heavy coin that's weighted on one side.
Yeah, it's like...
You know what you maybe got more likely? It's a 50-50 coin, but to win, you have to land it on the thin bit.
True, but
that's your chances.
The FA Cup final is one of the games in football that is notorious for like.
Oh, anything can happen.
Wigan beat Man City like
recently?
10 years ago. Oh. When City were still winning, I think they won the league that year.
Right.
City won the league that year, and Wigan got relegated that year.
Oh.
And Wigan won. So, and I bumped into all the winning team at a wedding in the summer, and I shook all of their hands one by one.
Fair.
So, in a cup game, anything can happen. And United have been so unbelievably terrible. But we've had a lot of injuries, and it's not just the reason why I've been bad. A lot of them are back. So.
Could be.
We could be FA Cup winners by the time
you.
The next hearing us.
It'd be a much more enjoyable episode next week if you do win.
Definitely.
But then also,
I'll be here for one.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have, like,
no,
you know.
I wouldn't have
jumped
myself.
Off a bridge.
Yeah.
Okay, understood.
But anyway, so that's what this is for. Anyway, move on.
Moving on.
Big sporting news for the week. Tyson Fury versus
Usyk.
Usyk. What are your thoughts on the fight?
I thought. It was a really good
as an expert,
fight. For,
obviously.
This is what I wanted to get on.
Okay.
You know what? Forget what I'm talking about the fight. I hate this. And I didn't watch it in a pub or anything. I watched it at home. But I saw countless videos of this. And I think it's the cringiest thing. Firstly, why when is there a football match on? Every man and his dog is a football, is a boxing world champion.
Oh, right, yeah.
And every man's in the pub going, I would have given him a slip there. I would have given him a left. I hate that. I think it's the most cringy thing ever. Similarly, when you're watching football and we go, well, I would have gone left and I would have dinked
but
it
at least
back
people
right.
play football. How many people
but this
are
what
fucking
mean, for,
heavyweight
for fighting,
boxes?
They went on, oh, if I was fighting 6'9 Tyson, here's what I would have done instead. I saw a video of a guy, I'm going to put it on the screen now, it'll be here, of a guy just doing this on his own in a pub watching it. Sit down and watch the fight.
That is just...
Is that not the cringiest thing ever?
Stomach curdling.
Like, you stood up in a busy place and you're shadow boxing oxygen for no reason watching the fight. Major cringe.
Like he's playing
it.
Wii Sports.
Oh, literally. He's got two Wii remotes in his hand.
Yeah,
he's
got
the
Usyk skin.
Yeah. I think it's the cringiest thing I've ever seen.
No, that's wet.
And I hate to
wet
see
wet lettuce
it.
Is everywhere.
I don't even like watching combat sports with other people. Mm. Unless you're an actual... You fight on a consistent basis or you train, don't air your opinions. Because you know what you don't know? More than that guy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But oh, well, Tyson would have won if he just did this, and this. He goes, right, sick.
I just shout all the time.
Well, it was a lot of that because I was back in, obviously being from Withenshaw and living in the
back
same time.
Yeah.
I lived in Withenshaw the same time he did.
Massive.
Withenshaw Massive, up the Withenshaw. same as your mum.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a good, it was a great fight. It was very close round per round. And obviously then there was that round at the, like the sixth or something like that. I sent you a video of it because I think you were working at the time.
Oh, when he
and he really got wobbled and slipped and the ref came in.
Fucking
which
saved
I'd get
him.
At the same time, but ref saved his bacon because if he didn't, he was going to sleep.
I don't know what the rules are with boxing in that sense, because obviously the ref's got to protect them if they've stopped, if they can't defend themselves with the hands drop.
Yeah.
But what do you think a fucking knockout is?
But this is the point.
Fury
he
was two punches off a knockout there.
He was a kiss on the cheek of
being. Yeah, he was a gust of wind.
He was a gust
of
wind.
He was a soft fart away.
That's what I mean. But the point is anyway, it might not even have made a difference because of his very, very, very famous fight that he had years ago against Deontay Wilder. Mm. He went down. They were doing the count. He came up on like 9.
Yeah.
And then he came back and won it. So
it can be done.
It can be done. But I think because it was so close, that was just the swaying vote. Do you know what I mean? Because I was watching it per round and Dan was going, who do you think's win? I'm going, it's impossible to tell.
Yeah.
Because I think at the start, you might have said, oh, it's Fury. Then it really brought it back. But boxing's either won on points, on hits, or if you've gone to sleep.
Cold knockout, especially and heavyweight boxing.
And heavyweight, it's harder to knock out, but also easy because they're
also
much
common,
bigger guys, more common.
7 foot people throwing.
It was a good fight, but on fighting and boxing news anyway.
Okay.
Did you see Benny Safdie for A24 has got a new movie coming out?
Yes, I have.
It's featuring a fighter who I don't know.
Oh, was this what I was supposed to like?
This is, well, hold on. Did you see this?
I saw that exact picture.
How unreal is that?
And it blew
me
away.
Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson. So, obviously, for context, Dwayne Johnson is playing. Yeah. What's he guy called again?
Oh, I can't remember.
He's a
famous fighter who's still alive.
Yeah.
And
but when I saw the pictures of the comparison, I was like, okay, Dwayne's is big, but he looked fucking nothing like him.
I thought he did a bit.
I didn't think he did. And then I saw that picture.
Yeah, I thought the angle, like the nose and the prosthetics and the hair. And he's got like two little star tattoos or something here. It looks great, but he needs this. You know why? People on the internet have been talking forever about the three actors, John Cena, Batista, and him. And it's always, is it Batista, John Cena? I think people said pretty firmly it's Batista, then John Cena, then it's Dwayne Johnson.
And
because you're playing.
Batista and John Cena have found their niches now.
They have found their niches.
Batista was really funny as Drax.
He was, but
he's
now
also
he's in
playing
his drama
some pretty
bag.
Good. I mean, he's been in M. Night Shyamalan film as well. That
it
one
was
about
good
the cabin
enough.
Thing.
Yeah, Coming to the Woods.
You know, he's obviously been great in June. John Cena's
Blade
like,
Runner 2049.
Who would have thought John Cena was going to be hilarious? He's now really
so funny in Ricky
Sinicky. Yeah, but laughing at himself. Like, he's become a bit of a meme character, but not in a piss take way. And Dwayne, obviously, like, Dwayne's
he's
the biggest blockbuster, but he just plays himself.
He plays himself. He wears the same grey Under Armour shirt, or he's in a jungle.
Or the cargo shorts and
the
cargo jungle.
Have you seen that picture? It'll be on the screen right now. And he goes, these are four different Dwayne Johnson films.
And he's the same outfit.
And it's him, identical, like, khaki shirt or whatever, in a jungle. And it was like Jumanji 1, 2, Journey to the End of the World, or whatever.
Yeah, Center of the Earth, yeah.
I think it's the point that he's well aware now, right? I need to get... He's not going to win an Oscar. He's not going to win an Emmy or anything like that. I mean,
but you've got to have the chops to be in an A24 film.
You do, and they're not. And I think this is him going, I really need to be like immersed and not just look like myself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because he's
again, now I've seen that photo, I've already my respect for the film's tripled.
Yeah. But Benny Safdie, the Safdie brothers know how to make great movies. Like we watched the what's called together, Adam Sandler's Uncut Gems.
Yeah.
And I loved Uncut Gems. It's
great.
The most stressful 2 hours.
The fact that missed out on any Oscars.
Oh, it's a crime.
It's a bit criminal, really, I think.
It's an utter crime. But anyway, just to move it back on now, there was actually a game I wanted to play if you wanted to get into it now.
Before we do that, though, because we were on films.
Go on.
Cillian Murphy's in 28 Years Later, man.
He's back. And Aaron Taylor-Johnson.
Yeah, so
and
again, when we've been... It's been like pinned in our topics for a while because we've been hearing the talk of the 28 Years Later, the finale of the trilogy.
Yeah.
But there was always a part of us that thought, is it really happening? I don't know what's going on. We didn't get much information about it. Yeah. Then we heard Aaron Taylor-Johnson's in it and we go, okay, they're going in a new direction.
Yeah.
But we're all a bit gutted because if Cillian Murphy's not in it, it's not really going to be the same. Cillian Murphy's been confirmed.
Back in his horror bag.
Back in the greatest horror trilogy. Well, it could be the greatest horror trilogy of all time, I think.
There's not a lot of great horror trilogy because one horror films either do one or they do like 19.
Oh, exactly.
Like, we watch Saw 10 recently.
And Scream and stuff.
Yeah, Scream 7. Yeah. So they're getting a bit ridiculous now. But
28 Days Later is the best zombie film ever made.
No, it's not.
I'll fight on that.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
What do you think it is?
It's Doghouse with Danny Dyer and Stephen Graham and Noel Clarke. It's a comedy where only women are thingy. It's a jokes film. They go away because he's like split up with his missus in a little town, and only women are zombies, and it's the funniest film. Or it's Zombieland. Or is I Am Legend.
I love Zombieland.
You know what? Think about now. Or Train to Busan. You know what? Speaking of
Train to Busan,
there's a lot of great zombie films. Thinking about it now, to be honest. Yeah.
Fair enough. Or Lesbian Vampire Killers.
Lesbian Vampire Killers.
Not really zombies.
He regretted that one. He said after.
Corden.
Corden. Yeah. He said he regretted doing that.
I don't fucking blame him. It's like the most like just inappropriate.
Yeah, it is.
Tacky film you've ever seen in your life.
A bit garbage.
And it's not even funny.
Anyway. But anyway, what was the next part we wanted to go on? Yeah, do you want to play a quick bonus game?
Let's play a game.
So the game is, and I think you're the perfect person to play this with, where you'll say a film, I say an actor from said film, and then when I say the actor, you have to name a film from that person.
Oh, and
back
love
and
that.
Forth, back and forth until one of us bows out. And obviously, you can be a total prick, and you could say World War Z, and I name the most rogue actor as one line, and you've got to be, you're like really screwed because you've got to kind of think of something.
I could do that to you.
You could do that to me, but we're not going to do that because it's not going to make good content.
Except, Phil, do you know who I'm talking about?
Ben Kingsley Adair?
No. It's not Ben Kingsley. You thought it was.
It is Ben Kingsley Adair.
Oh, he is in that. But it's not him.
Go on.
My friend's cousin plays the doctor.
That would be a prick move.
30 seconds.
That would be a prick move because I think their IMDb is one credit.
Yeah, exactly. Right, no, I think he's been in Game of Thrones.
Go on, then. You start. Give us a film.
Film first,
and I do the actor, and then vice versa.
I'm going to go with the easiest film to start.
Go on.
Avengers Endgame.
Oh.
Take your pick.
RDJ, Robert Downey Jr.
Oppenheimer.
Cillian Murphy.
Inception.
DiCaprio.
I just realised, is this always going to be me movies and you actors?
Potentially.
It's like...
I did realise that now. I think it's going to be done with three people. Instead it actually changes because you have an odd amount of
people. Okay then, Brad, what did you just
say? I'll join in.
Okay, Lou, you want to join in?
You want to join in? All right, well...
Let's see how long this goes
then. Okay, let's speak up. Right, okay.
What did I just say?
What did you just say? I don't remember.
Cillian Murphy.
I said Cillian Murphy. No, you said Cillian Murphy. I said Inception, then you said...
I said Cillian Murphy.
Peaky Blinders.
No, you said Leonardo DiCaprio, didn't you?
I did say DiCaprio. There you go. You got
Titanic.
Kate Winslet.
What's it called? Hold on. No. Hold on. I'm just forgetting every kid. What's it called? I just watched them all.
How long are we giving you for this?
With the dystopian... What's it called? Hold on.
10.
What the hell is that film called?
7. 3.
I'm going to go... No, I'm not.
2. 1.
No, because it's going to really piss me off. I can't remember what that film's called. I just watched all three of them.
Right, well...
Insurgent. My God.
Too late, you lost that. I did lose that. We're going to start from the beginning. Try one more time with 3. Okay, so you go for... So then it'd be
movie, actor.
Okay, that makes sense.
Can I say a film?
Say a film.
Arrival.
Jeremy Renner.
Endgame.
So now an actor from...
What's Captain America's name?
She just whispered, what's Captain America's name? Oh, come on. It's the biggest cast
Scarlett
ever.
Scarlett Johansson.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to go for Lucy.
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, bollocks. I knew you were going to get that.
Shrek.
Morgan Freeman's not in Shrek.
He's Donkey.
No, he's not. It's Eddie Murphy. It's only a different black guy who's 50 years younger than him.
Can you imagine Donkey as Morgan Freeman?
I want to see that film.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking of the wrong guy.
That's what the multiverse is not doing for us.
Giving us... A donkey
Morgan
from
Freeman.
Shrek is Morgan Freeman.
Right, start again, okay.
Start again! Should I start the film?
You start.
You start with the film?
I'll start the film.
Okay, go on.
Forrest Gump.
Come on.
The main actor. I thought I'd go
Tom
for...
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, we go.
Green Mile. I know what you want to say, but...
John Coffey's character.
Yeah.
But, oh no, thing is in it as well. Oscar winner. He won it for 3 billboards outside Missouri. What the hell is it? Sam Rockwell.
Well done.
This guy, I had no clue.
You've watched one of his films.
I've watched lots of his films.
You have.
I don't know what he look. I can't picture him. What does he look like?
That's not really how the game works.
White guy, American, a bit taller than Sam.
He's in 7 Psychopaths, which I've tried to make you watch about 15 million times.
He's in JoJo.
I've not watched JoJo.
JoJo Rabbit.
I thought you have watched it.
Oh, talk about killing a game.
Yeah, sorry.
Fucking hell.
You guys stick between.
Anyway, so that went really well. I was enjoying that game as well.
We'll do me, you and James, and then that'll go around for like 30 minutes.
We'll get James as a guest just for that.
Or have Ben Splinter's here.
Yeah, Splinter'd be good.
Anyway, well, good effort.
But anyway, I've seen it do as a group of 5, and I don't know why I just didn't register. That's how it was meant to work. I'm doing a bunch of actors, you're doing a bunch of films, but I suppose it's still a good work.
I liked it though.
I liked it. Well, thank you. What's the thing I wanted to mention on now? What are we looking at for time? Only because you've said you watched it now. You said you're up to date on Welcome to Wrexham.
I am.
Did you see the scene, obviously, where the mayor comes out and he's like looking at the park that they've got? You know what I'm talking about? It's not a major part of the thing.
Only now I'm thinking maybe I'm not up to date.
You probably aren't.
Right.
The mayor of Wrexham comes out. Have you ever met a mayor before? That isn't Andy Burnham.
Yeah.
And did he have the giant like Mr. T gold piece on it?
Yeah.
Firstly,
But it could be like the mayor of fucking like this postcode.
I remember seeing the mayor of Oldham in my school and he had the giant gold
probably not
piece
even the
on,
biggest chain in gold.
And he's chatting about poverty and kids and stuff like that. And you're like, this is mad ironic how you're literally wearing the crown jewels on your neck.
Yeah.
And some out of...
They're probably made of aluminium these days, though, to be fair.
I mean, they've got to be.
Yeah.
Also, living in Oldham and you're walking to your car and you're wearing this. But also...
I'd actually rate in Oldham if you saw, like, Coke cans everywhere.
That would make way more sense. Yeah. But also, like, even what would you do? You're going to go to Timpson's, hello, can I cash in some gold? And they go, yeah, what have you got? A little necklace? You go...
Cash converter. The mayor of Oldham. There
you go. I've got mayor of Oldham's, like, piece. I just think it's, like, so ironic, however, I see... Andy Burnham doesn't do it, and I feel like it's maybe because he leaves
Sadiq
it at home.
Sadiq Khan doesn't even... To be fair...
No, I've never seen Sadiq Khan
do it
either.
It's a bit confusing with that stuff.
It seems a smaller town thing.
I think
then,
it's small town mayors.
Which makes no sense, because they the ones who
should be...
You can't
have, like, fucking Rishi Sunak walking
around. Like, sorry,
we
can't build a new park because you had to spend 10 M's on this brand new necklace.
Yeah, exactly.
For our new mayor to wear.
Instead, like, Rishi Sunak's just, like, putting it on his pool instead, so, he don't rub it in our faces. Oh, you know what I mean?
We're not getting into this. We're not a political podcast.
We're not. Oh, a general election. Register to vote. Get the Tories out. Move on.
We're not a political podcast, nor are we a... What's it called? Podcast? A football podcast.
Oh, yeah, true, yeah.
So come to, because you got every episode go really quickly just to
you're
get into football news.
T-shirts.
Yeah,
that's different.
Because of the FA Cup final, don't you?
This isn't even a club shirt. I just bought this on Vinted for 6 quid.
Yeah, mum's Dutch. Fucking,
exactly.
Are you racist, then?
No, I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Are you trying to send my mum back home?
Yeah, innit? Speaking of which, Feyenoord won the league.
Feyenoord won the league?
Feyenoord, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah. Well, not exactly.
And the manager has just become Liverpool's new manager.
Has he? Oh, I saw this.
We should be a football podcast because I'm just so
but be,
breadth of
it'd be more knowledge. Interesting because it'd be you telling me really obvious things everyone knows. Like, oh, did you hear David Beckham was assassinated? I go, mad, no way. I mean, that probably would have reached my radar, to be honest. David Beckham.
You know, he's more famous than,
assassinated, but...
The Pope.
Yeah.
You about to question that? Yeah.
No, I feel
tell
like...
What's the Pope's name?
Francis. That might be one of the old ones. Or I think they're all called Francis.
I was
going to
say,
really.
I realised when I said that it could just be Francis.
Yeah, anyway. I think it's a safe bet. I said it with confidence, so.
Yeah, fair enough. Right, I wanted to briefly touch on this because we are hot on the press for this.
Go on.
So yesterday, Apple Music released their list of the top 100 albums ever made.
And someone went viral. Someone
your boy went a little bit viral. I've got
humble brag, your boy went and got 200...
200K
views across two videos.
On just my thoughts on the top 10. And because we could do a full episode on this.
We could do
and
a full
also
series
want
on
to,
this.
Yeah, I also want to do a series on a later episode because I want to go back to the Rolling Stones list of greatest songs.
That was worse.
Because that's the
that
most
was
fucking
worse.
Clapped list you've ever seen.
I think it was way worse. There was a lot more...
The number 8 biggest song ever made is Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On.
No, it wasn't 8. It was like 3, wasn't it? Something ridiculous.
Either way,
it was in the top 10. Get it out
number
of the top
20,
10.
Dancing On My Own.
Yeah.
Who sings it, Liam?
I don't know.
Exactly. She's called Robin.
Robin what?
It's her only song. And I also noticed she's in the top 50 for albums as well.
Who's her dad?
Who the fuck is she?
Who is her dad?
And literally, that song, Dancing On My Own, the more famous version, is a fucking X Factor winner. I don't even think he won.
Yeah.
That Callum Scott dude. Yeah. I only know that because someone asked me to play it in a bar the other night and I just Googled it.
You're like, I don't even know, but somehow I've made it to the top.
20th best song ever made.
Gotta be surprised.
You're actually 17. Three songs.
Yeah, that's silly that.
Anyway, we'll get back onto that. So I was talking about the top 10 albums and I created a little bit of a stir with some controversial opinions. So we're going to go through just the top 10 because we could be here all day.
Run it from 10.
Go from number 10 and I want your thoughts and my thoughts on each one.
Quick thought.
Yeah, off the cuff. So number 10, Lemonade, Beyonce.
Hate it.
I can't believe it's there.
Having a top 10 album that came out in the last... When did
it's older than you think, to be fair. It's probably 2016, 17, I think.
That's what I thought it was. I still think is too recent, not impactful enough. It was more of a visual album, wasn't it, at the time anyway? There was something attached to it.
To be fair, I think the narrative of the Lemonade album is excellently done. But as I said in my little video, it's not even her best album.
Nah, not at all.
I think the self-titled Beyoncé album's way better because I used to be a bit of a Beyoncé stan.
Yeah.
And I think 4 even is quite good as well.
First.
But anyway, move on. That one got a lot of hate, me saying that.
Fair.
Although, why the fuck is it number 10? They just had to sprinkle Beyonce in there, I'm convinced.
Of course they did, because she's so out. They went, you know, you've got to put our number one girl in there. Jay-Z belled them up and went, hello, you forget who you're working for.
Or otherwise I'm leaking all your videos.
Or otherwise I'm, anyway. Exactly. Number nine,
Nevermind, Nirvana.
Yeah, no, that's valid.
Applause.
That's totally valid.
I could argue that'd be way higher.
Yeah.
But again, I will say, to be fair, even though I'm a big Nirvana fan, to be completely fair, my opinion on an album is, there's got to be its icon status, but it also has to be its actual, like, top to bottom replayability.
Mm-hmm.
That Nirvana album's one of my favourite albums ever.
Has it?
Well done.
Yours. Your laptop.
Fair enough.
Well done. That's your laptop.
Anyway, I forgot what I was working. Yeah, anyway, top to bottom. There's quite a few skips.
Mm. I think almost every I don't think there's many great albums. But even that I love that I go, I'll let this one go.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to do that.
But anyway, I'm not going to fight that because Nirvana needed to be in there, that's good. I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, number eight, Back to Black, Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, fair. I know you're a big fan of this one.
Well, I wasn't.
You think it's too high up?
I don't know. I just have a bit
If
of
she
a...
never dies, is it in the top 10?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not.
It adds
to
it.
What
adds...
I will say to almost just like, right off my own point, that album did change the game a lot.
Mm.
It changed the direction of what pop music was going through. And it is the reason now that we've got, like, you know, our Adele's and whatever. Like, it did change the game a lot.
Yeah.
And obviously, as an artist, she was iconic.
Yeah.
But one thing, without being completely, like, over the top and a bit, like, music nerdy. And I love Bruno Mars, but it's the same thing with Bruno Mars. It does wind me up when people are like, oh my God, Amy Winehouse is, like, a creative, inventive, like, reinvented the wheel. No, she just sang, like, music in exactly the same style and genre and even delivery as had been 60 years prior.
Mm.
Like, do you remember when Bruno Mars's, I think it's Treasure Box came out? Is it Treasure Box? I can't remember now. The one with, like, Lots Out of Heaven and stuff like that. But anyway, when that came out, it was like everyone thought it was fucking mint, and it is fucking mint, but it's just, like, James Brown and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Next one.
Anyway, move on.
Hey.
Next one.
Next one, we've got Good Kid, Mad City.
That's super high, and I really respect it.
I'm really glad it's that high up.
But you suppose you said it should have been T-Pop, but I think it should have been.
That's what I said. I was confused because at the end of the day, I'm not going to lie down this hill because I'm glad Kendrick's in the top 10.
He should be in the top 10.
Of course he is. But To Pimp a Butterfly is the most nominated by the most Grammy nominated album ever. Beat Thriller.
No, it didn't. It's one behind Thriller.
Is it one behind Thriller?
Thriller had 13, it had 12, or Thriller had 12 and it had 11. It was one behind. He said he was glad he did. He said, I never wanted to overtake Michael, so because he's such a fan.
And at least critically, I thought would be more of the respected album.
It makes
sense. And Dan won a Pulitzer Prize. I'm not saying Dan was better than Good Kid, Mad City.
It wasn't.
Before you
cried. It wasn't better than either of them.
Anyway, but so I was a bit like, as a K-Dot, like, diehard fan, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, number six, Songs in the Key of Life. I know you're going
to
like.
Big fan. It should be top five. Yeah, I'm happy with it.
It should be top five, to be fair.
I'm happy with it at six.
But it's Stevie's best album.
Yeah.
And I even put, like,
that's no skips.
Questions. That's,
and that's a big album. It's 20 tunes, so.
Shit, isn't it?
No skips.
Belter. Yeah. Anyway, number five, Blonde, Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
There you go.
Big fan.
Right over there. So,
very surprised seeing it.
But... I literally said on this on my video, I was like, for me, because I am me.
Also, no Blonde. Skips.
Wait, hang on.
It says somewhere.
Right there.
Yeah, so it is.
On vinyl. Anyway, I could put it number one and just fight
no skips
off.
Either.
But, yeah, no skips. And to be fair, a few people were in the comments like, oh, well, I thought Blonde was good and then I realised it's got like three good tunes. And I was like, well,
you need to go back and listen to it.
Your knowledge of music is clapped there.
Yeah, spot on.
But I was also surprised that it's even there, to be honest, though. Just even critically. Like, it never really gets that respect, does it? But again, I think at least in maybe the bit more left field of the music world, I think it changed the game big time.
Mm.
And I think it's probably... Well, I was going to say in the top 10, definitely not in the top 10, but it's one of the only albums that I will ever picture that there's nothing that sounds even remotely like it.
No, there's nothing to compare it to, is it?
Exactly. And I know you prefer Channel Orange.
No,
And a couple of people, and maybe not saying it's a better album.
It's not the better album.
In the comments were like, Channel Orange is better.
Listen to Channel Orange more, but I know it's not better.
It's not better.
It's not better.
Anyway, number four, this
Abbey
is the
Road,
one.
Innit?
No. Purple Rain by Prince.
Yeah, bang on.
And to be fair, especially now you're in the room, mate, I don't know how you feel about this, but I got a lot of hate. I got a lot of hate on this because I think Prince is massively overrated.
100% agreed.
Mate,
no, it's fine. He's co-signed.
Your sister has been arguing with me all night on this. And again, and I'm not...
Sister, big
and he's still an icon, of course, and I'm not saying he's not one of the best around.
Take him out of Michael's set.
I'm sorry, Purple Rain. Name me three tunes off it. It's just like...
Purple Rain.
There you go. Well done. the name of the album. Honestly, people are, I can't believe, I wish, next episode I'm going to get the comments up because there's like over 600 comments now.
It's music hipsters. Oh my you're trying to say someone the less popular opinion. You can say Michael's better.
Of course.
And again, it's not a crazy opinion to have, it.
I'm not even saying Prince is bad.
No.
But I'm like,
he's brown bread.
I just, being dead doesn't make anything to
do. No, I'm just saying like he's still alive.
But the one thing I did say as well is that like, Prince is one of the best musicians to ever live. Of course, fair enough, whatever. But as an artist, everyone talks about him like as one of the best, but his catalogue's just not, it's not it, man. And I actually said in this video, and got the most hilarious reply to it, but I was like, there's a reason why Prince's concerts were littered with covers. Littered with them.
Because they're really good covers. Stuff.
But it's because like,
you're like, he's sick at guitar.
Yeah.
Can you play someone else?
Yeah. So I'm sorry. And then this guy replied going, you've not even been to a Prince concert. How can you say that? Like there's not hours and hours also, and hours when of he Prince died, footage
were,
on the
when
internet.
He died, how old were you when he died?
Early teenager. Well, hang on. It was like 2016, wasn't it?
No, it was earlier than that.
No, it wasn't.
It was like 2012.
Didn't he die the year David Bowie died?
No, it was before
I'm
then.
Sure he did.
Let's do a quick fact check.
Can you Google, please? When did Prince die?
I'm
convinced it's 2014 to 2016.
Well, now you're making it about. I'm going to put 2013. I'm going to say early 2010s.
Silence is serious.
2016.
Never mind then.
Anyway, my overall point was I think he's well overrated. 100%. And like, MJ's the king.
100%.
Everyone was crying about it, including your sister. And I'm just like, I'm sorry.
Hashtag Michael's innocent. Yeah. Keep it moving. Let's keep
Prince
it
Prince has three. Right. Purple Rain, When Doves Cry, Raspberry Beret. Is it Beret? Oh, I've got it wrong. Raspberry Beet?
Doesn't know either, because who knows? Anyway,
exactly.
Who knows?
There's three biggest songs.
Yeah.
Anyway. Number three, Abbey Road, The Beatles.
Yeah.
I have numerous opinions because I love The Beatles. It's not even the best Beatles album at all, but I respect it had to be in the top three. Beatles had to have at least top five in there.
It would have had to.
But The Beatles, their catalogue is unstoppable. Fantastic. Even though what people don't realise is their active years as a band is way shorter than everyone thinks because obviously Paul McCartney is still going.
Yeah.
But it was really 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Fucking knocked out so many albums in that time and they're all fantastic.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I think Abbey Road got put there because it's more
iconic. It's a historic one because they're like one of the earliest out of every one of these.
Exactly.
Way earlier than everyone else as well.
Number two.
Go on.
Is the only one where I'm like absolutely nailed on. Go on. And it's Thriller.
Yeah. Absolutely. I would have thought Thriller would have been fair to be number one.
I thought it would be number one.
13 tracks?
Yeah.
No skips, and almost every single one was a number one hit.
That held the record for the most number ones from one album until what we discussed the other week. Who beat it?
King Kenny.
Katy fucking Perry.
That is
Katy Perry's Teenage Dream album broke Thriller for the most number
ones. She must have been sad about that as well, for sure. I don't care how much it fills the pockets. But I think that's very valid.
But I know you might be the same as me. Thriller's maybe my favourite Michael Jackson album, but Thriller is the best Michael Jackson album, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's fair. Yeah. Maybe early Michael, like, Off the Walls, maybe had a bit more.
But I also felt like a bit of a genius.
Go on. That was an Illuminati genius.
I meant to do that.
Stop doing that on our clips.
I said, literally, while I was on holiday a week ago, I posted a TikTok of saying, like, can we all just stop pretending that Miss Education and Lauryn Hill isn't one of the best albums ever made? 3 days later, it is number one, Miss Education, Lauryn Hill.
I think that's a scotch high.
I think it is, to be fair. It's a bit of an ironic thing for me to say because obviously, like, it's one of my favourite albums and I think it's a goated album. But the fact that it's number one ahead of what?
But the thing is on this, what are the metrics they're doing? Because assuming they're doing it on sale, if they were like sat in their committee, went, right, what are the criteria? Yeah. If it's sales impact, coverability, how much people still talk about it, the numbers, does Thriller not beat
everything,
all of those on every single
metric,
one?
Every do you metric, know what I mean? 100%.
Also, they had OK Computer, Radiohead was just only
to, it was low.
It was 12.
Was it? Right.
But that was only just taken over by Kendrick's T-Pub last year for like the most critically best album ever.
Am I right? And to that, so 12, in the top 100.
I didn't think it was. I couldn't remember. I need to go back and have a look. But have it go from one to 12 is weird. I feel like that should be in the top 10. But
it's just bonkers. But anyway, and to be fair, I did see an article of a few people like, well, haters kicking off that there's a lot of hip hop presence in this top 100 album, which to be fair, obviously, like, I'm okay with.
Yeah.
But even that top 10 alone, like, if we're counting Lemonade as a little bit of hip hop, because it was a little bit, it was R&B hip hop anyway.
Yeah.
You know, we've got Good Kid, Man City, Blonde, and Miss Education, Lauryn Hill.
Blonde's a Porsche.
Blonde is a Porsche. So I don't know if that's just people like crying or whatever. But and again, we've already discussed on this podcast that she definitely didn't write that album.
No, she didn't. Robert Glasper kind of
dropped the ball on that one.
All my friends wrote that album.
Yeah.
And not her.
Yeah.
But
and she is famously
a bit of a bitch. Won't be turning up on this podcast to tell you.
But she's a goat. She's an absolute goat.
She's a goat, but
so to be fair, so I've got points on that list, but like it's way better than, like I said,
it's a thousand times better than Rolling Stone. Both their lists they did for
was just
songs
the worst thing
and
ever.
Also best singers. That was a terrible list as well. Well,
firstly, do you know what the second best song ever made is according to Rolling Stones?
Go on, then.
Public Enemy, Fight the Power.
Yeah, no, it isn't.
What the fuck?
No, it isn't.
What the actual fuck?
No, it's not.
Right, so
but,
yeah.
Oh, that
so
was
I'm
a mess. But
now.
Also on when we talk about the albums.
Go on.
They immediately left my head. I was thinking about when you were talking about it. As soon as you mentioned, I'm going to say it because it's really poignant.
Is it
point for what you're talking about?
Is it one of the best albums? What are you getting at?
Hold on, just give me some air a sec. Give me some air.
I don't know where we're ended on that. So I don't know where you want me to give you.
I've lost it.
Lost it.
The second we finish and you wrap it up, then I'll remember.
Yeah,
and I'll just
in.
Tell you.
Stitch in.
I'll stitch it. I'll record it in my bathroom and I'll stitch it in the end of a clip.
Right. Well, we'll wrap it up there. So this is the 10th episode. We're really chuffed that it's got there.
Yeah.
Loving the progress so far. And again, keep your eyes peeled for season two because that's
it's
where
around
it's
the corner.
About to get juicy. And speaking of which, one of our guests has just walked in the room.
So it's superb timing.
Anyway, so thanks for supporting us so far on 10 episodes.
Yeah.
This is the end of series one, as we only decided this week. But we made it.
We made it, and it's been a joyous season one.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah.
Fuck Drake, also.
Yeah, fair.
Answer Drake.
He's not sure.
Epic guess Drake. Thank you very much for listening, as always. Yeah, stay tuned for season two.
Stay tuned for season two.
Thank you.
Goodbye.